Nacious Yisrael he, if she got married to a Yisraelis, that the locher is. If you give a get, you let her marry you back again. So b'zoy, the locher is chaletis. Avadi, you have to give chalitza now. Because we have a suffix of Shimon Gamliel says it's a suffix if the kid is a ben kayomanat. So on the tzad, the kid was an eifel. You have a chi of yibum. If you have a chi of yibum, there's a man diyam holds that yivomul l'shuk, it's a chai v'lavin, and the kedushin is not tyson on man diyam holds. So that man diyam, the first kedushin was not chal. So locher is, she has to have chalitza now from a husband's brother, and then she'd get married again to this person. Strashi, meshes Yisrael he, in main look, she's not married to a kohen zesh neskat shaloi, or mutter mechalutza. He's allowed to get married to a chalutza. Yisrael could get married to an isha that had chalitza. Then the eitzri is chaletis. Minat sofik. Avada first, you have to give chalitza. V'yachak kach tinosa, then marry her again. V'yim kohenu, ma'ashenki lu yisrael, she got married now to a kohen. She'im tach loit, if she gets chalitza now, teyasur loi. Just like a kohen can't marry a grusha, a kohen can't marry a chalutza. If we're going to tell her to give chalitza now, she won't be able to stay married to a new husband. Is in such a case like tomorrow, Rashi is samchinim ad rabbonim. We're samech on the rabbonim v'yarminon, lav neflu v'yena chalitzis. On this case, she could be samech on the rabbonim, that dings echon him shum galil, and they all know, stam a kid that is born, rov tinoikas arben kayomon, so you have right to name on the kid was a vadai vlad, and merely patas from yibun. So tomorrow, abimashis koyinu, ena chalitzis. If the Lisha got married to a Kohen, then we don't make a get chalitza that should be yosa to the Kohen, but rather samech on the Rabbanan's psak. For Rav Shabia Mishmei the Rav Ramanein, Achazu v'Achazu chalitzis. Hey, he doesn't know from the Rabbanan svar. What do you mean? We pass the Shem Gamliel. According to Rav Shem Gamliel, it's a suffix, it is a deraisa. There's a suffix to say maybe that kid was an eifel. On the tzad is an eifel, there's a mitzvah yibum. So you're not allowed to get married to somebody, you're from the shuk. So you have to have chalitza. If you have chalitza, you have to get a get, you can't stay married to your husband, he's a kohen, and a chanami. So you have to have sharvia. Hey, he doesn't know the Rabbanan even for a suffix. He holds his vad in the lachas of Rav Shem Gamliel. Omale Ravin Rav Shavia, Ravin has the Kashler of Shavia. Beyurto Omar Rav Hochi, it's like a right. At night time when Rav gave the shir in the base of Medrash, he passed like that. That in, even to a Kayin, she's also said she has to have Chalitza. Over at Safi, you know, the next morning Rav came back to the base of Medrash and Hodebe. Rav was Chayzer. And he said that it's Mutter. So Omale Salachure, Ravin and Metal Rav Shavia, you passed me wrong. Omale, he wasn't Kabul or Rav Shavia. Omale, Shayusi E Rav or the Tishri Tarba. According to your head, but you're saying it's mutter, you might as well go ahead and be mata teeth fats also. Be mata teeth chela, that's also. Because he didn't hold from that side. He still held, it's also. Because since we pass like a Shum Gamliel, it's like it's a vadai sofik. Maybe the kid is not a ben kayoma, maybe he's an eifel. On the side he's an eifel, the isha can't stay married to the kohen, because she's called Yevam Lashuk. There's a law for an isha to get married unless she has chalitza first. And once she got chalitza, she can't stay married to the kohen. Senechlam Yoshabi holds she's also. It's holding the machloikis. It's a machloikis in Yivomis. One man yom holds Yivom Lashuk, Duchin is not Teufis. So that man yom, you have to make another Kedushin. I'm not sure we paskin. The other one says, no, it's only a Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin, even if you marry a Chai V'Lavin, the Kedushin is Teufisin. So Chur, the second Kedushin would be Teufis. Just a Lachish, yes, that's Chalitza. I'm not sure we paskin. Right. We have Yehuda Matir. So our Mishnah, we had a machloikis now about Anadrugmas. A kid that's born with two simonim. He has a Gid, he has a Simon Zocher, but he also has a Simon of an Isha there. So is that Mila Deicha Shabbos? So Tanakamal Allah we hold that's called the Suffolk Mila, because you have a Suffolk, what is he? Is he an Isha or is he a man? So such a Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. If you don't know, when our drugness is called a Vaday Zohar, and it's Deicha Shabbos. So the more Amar Shizbi, Amar Rav Chizda, Loila Kel Amar Rav Yehuda, and drugness is Zohru. It's not a Klal and Kol HaTerakula, if you don't know, and our drugness is called a Vaday Zohar, for Kol HaTerakula. But I say, only by Hilchas Mila, does he hold his vadi mechuyev in the mila and it's even deicha Shabbos? But for other halacha is not drug nistak as called the sofik, we'll soon see, and he doesn't have a din like a zohar. So the Gemara is shema toy mekain, because if you're going to tell me according to Reb Yehuda, it's a klal and kolat terakula and not drugness is called a zohar or v'zoy be'erchin yarch. By erchin is halacha that the whole parsha in the Torah. If somebody says erchin olai, means you want to give money to hegdish and you say erchin olai, how much I'm worth. So the Torah says tell how much you're worth. From Ben Chodesh till 5 years old, from 5 years old to 20, from 20 till 50, there are different ages, how old you are to have different erchin. The locher is an adreidness. He says, erchi alai, I want to be menadev myself, how much I'm worth, he has no erchin. An adreidness is not a din erchin. It's not chal his neder. So, b'zoyet shver, according to Yehuda, why isn't it? if in the time of Yehuda holds that called Terakula, and that dragon is called a Zachar, he should have a din of an Erech Zachar. For the Gemara, Minolan Deloy, Marach, how do we know that even the concept of Yehuda, he holds that an dragon is, has no din Erechin, he's not in the Pash of Erechin, to Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, is a Stam Teres Kahanin, the Gemara will come out, a Stam Teres Kahanin is Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, Hazachar, the Pasuk says, Hazachar, with Ashram from the extra word, Hey, for Loy Tumtim. It's in the Pasha of Erchin. If a Zachar says, Erki Yolai, we say, you're mechuyev to give this much money, it's only if you're a Zachar, Vadei, Mashiach and a Tumtim. A Tumtim means we don't know what he is. It means his whole Mokum there is covered over. We don't know if there's a Gid inside, he's a Zachar, or we don't know if there's an Isha. We don't know what he is. So the word Hazachar says, only a Vadei Zachar, not a Tumtim. The Andrugnis. Hey, so what's in Andrugnis also has no Din Erchin. Yochalai would think lo yehei b'erachish. Maybe Nadrugnis doesn't have the erchin of an ish, because the pasuk says hazocher an extra hey. Yoni a zocher vadei has it in erchin. But avol yarech yehei b'erach isha. But maybe he has it in erchin of an isha. She has different value to him. So if Alton Nadrugnis has a similar of an isha, maybe if he says erchin a lie, he has to give how much an isha is worth his age. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no hazocher v'im nekeva. An extra word v'im. For him we dashin, he zocher vaday, nekeva vadois, v'loy tumtum v'andrognis. What pasha has it in erchin? Only a vaday zocher, or a vaday nekeva? Mashek ne tumtum v'andrognis, that's a suffix, we don't know what din they are. Are they considered a zocher, they considered nisha? They have no pasha's erchin. So the more of a stam